Well, good morning all, and good morning Mark. I wonder if you all remember Betty Boothroyd. She was the first and the only female speaker in the House of Commons, and between 1992 and 2000 she kept order in the House of Commons. And now she's keeping order in her own home, because Betty Boothroyd, or the Right Honourable Baroness Boothroyd OM, as she now is 91 years old, and she's downsizing from her London home to move to, yes, local Cambridgeshire, where she's bought a small cottage, which just doesn't have the windowsills or space to display all the items from her time in public life. So 40 items from her time mixing with Nelson Mandela, Bill Clinton and others are going under the hammer in auction. There's an ornamental box from President Yeltsin, there's a limited edition figure of Lawrence of Arabia that was given to her for her work with the army, there's a decanter presented to her by the British Navy in St. Petersburg, and amongst so many other things, it all has to go. You can't take it with you, my mum often says, and she and my dad downsized after 30 years in the same house last summer. And she's right, speaking about heaven. We're only passing through in this life. It's good to remember that. There's nothing wrong with belongings, but stuff is only stuff. That home that you currently live in will one day be inhabited by someone else. And one day most of your junk will be in the landfill. It's important for us hoarders to remember. But that need not be a sad thing. Christians believe that our true home is in heaven, the city built by God. We don't need to take trinkets and treasures with us there, because the roads are paved with gold. And the greatest treasure of all, in heaven, we'll see Jesus himself face to face. So although many people do have to move house throughout their lives, and some have to downsize for all sorts of reasons, those who trust in Jesus Christ can look forward to upsizing to the home of heaven, where there's no more sadness, no more suffering, and in this time of COVID, no more sickness. Well, Jesus himself said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you?" And of course, Jesus prepared a place for anyone who trusts in him when he went to die on the cross to forgive all our sins. So Baroness Betty, if you're listening in as you move out from London, welcome to the area and welcome to your new home, even though it's perhaps smaller than the last one. May you also know the way to the ultimate home of heaven through Jesus. Thanks for listening.